At a recent rehearsal of a new play by Stephanie Roberts, an assistant professor in the UMKC theater department, about a dozen acting students are gathered around what looks like any suburban kitchen. Befitting the show's title, Eat This, the scene blends views from both sides about industrial farming, genetically modified food, and here, organically grown produce.
Growing organic food in such limited quantities is wonderful if you have that income and that choice. It's a wealthy person's choice. But for someone who lives in a third world country, that's not a choice for them. It's not realistic. They can't grow food that way, and they can't feed a large population that way.
The show is being staged not unlike a three-dimensional documentary and came together in a style that Stephanie Roberts calls devised or ensemble-generated theater. She and the cast interviewed several people in the region connected to food and the food industry, and the show took shape from those chats and field trips.
We went to a dairy farm, we went to a cattle farm, we went to a soybean corn farm, we went to a meat locker, we went to restaurants and interviewed chefs, parents, school lunch people. We interviewed a lot of people around gluten intolerance, around hunger, some people around obesity.
She adds that among all of these visits, there was one common denominator that surprised her.
I'm not from the Midwest. I'm from the Northwest. And so I would say the majority of the people that we interviewed said, well, my family comes from a farm, or I grew up on a farm, or my dad came from a farm in Oklahoma, in Tennessee, in Iowa, and you know, so that was surprising to me.
For UMKC theater student Vincent Wagner, a trip to the Hines family farm in Higginsville, Missouri, helped him recall his own family's roots in farming, and says the visit has altered his grocery shopping.
My grandmother's family ran a dairy in Jefferson City for a while, but since I've been born, it hasn't been functioning as a dairy, and so it was my first chance really to see the care that these farmers have for their animals and the work that they are very actively doing to do their work in an environmentally friendly way and in a humane way. And now I think they sell their milk to Roberts Dairy. So now when I go to the store and I see that, I can think, oh, well, that might be one of those cows that I looked at that day.
Stephanie Roberts says she and her students were not caught off guard when they found some polarizing opinions about the state of modern agriculture.
The farmers feel like they are being misrepresented. They are people who really care about the land. They really care about their animals. They care about providing food to people, yet they feel like they are being put into a category, part of this industrial machine that's unfeeling and, right, just wants to make money. On the other side, people who are part of the organic or local food movement, they might be stereotyped as militant or hippies or not open to other people's views. The idea was to find out everybody's real story.
Roberts says that the second half of the show will be catered in a way and looks forward to the post-show discussions where the cast and the audience will literally break bread together. Steve Walker, KCUR News.